It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Norman of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, always wanted him.
Yeah.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as your Miami Heat made a deal. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We'll get back into the Heat trade here in just a second. Marlins drop 2 out of 3 to the Brew Crew. They lose 3-1. Kyle Stowers, though, making the All-Star team. So congratulations to that Stower power as he has had a tremendous, tremendous season. In the Gold Cup last night, Mexico defeats USA 2-1 filthy. And, you know, people are mad about it. I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, I'll tell you that soccer's going to turn around here one day.
One day soon.
One day. You know, just stay patient, guys. Yeah. I've always said, you know, old Tobes will tell you, soccer's going to turn around in America one day. I'm telling you. That's what I always say.
Always said that.
Yeah. For sure. No, I've always said that, you know.
Yeah.
One day.
You saw our boy Messi. This kind of pissed me off. I'm not going to lie to you.
What did he do?
He was dominant in a matchup against Montreal on Saturday. There was a play where there was like 7 of them on him, and he like danced through everyone and was able to score. And I'm like, you know what?
Upset that he could do that against Montreal, but not really, PSG.
Really cool that you're doing it against the Canadians, but it's like, you know, kind of like big fish, little pond kind of.
You know what you need to look at it like, Marcos? You need to look at it like, you know, when Floyd Mayweather was doing exhibitions against kickboxers in Japan.
Yeah.
That's what you need to look at Messi like, you know?
What?
But that's what it's like.
Floyd Mayweather,
if Floyd Mayweather to fight Terrence Crawford right now, he'd get smoked.
Yes. But Floyd Mayweather wasn't responsible for bringing the sport of boxing to wherever he was going. You know, this torch wasn't anointed him. No one was stalking Floyd Mayweather at the Filipino Publix, whatever that would be. Whatever he was doing, these crazy things. Messi has been given the task and been given beyond the keys to not only the city, the league, to bring this soccer culture. And he's just kind of, you know, he's just kind of beating up on the chumps. He's just beating up on the chumps.
Man. So if you guys are just tuning in, the Miami Heat have acquired Norman Powell from the LA Clippers in a 3-teamer. With the Utah Jazz, John Collins, West Palm's own, he goes to the Clippers. And we say goodbye to a man who in a lot of ways was like a bra.
Okay.
He was always there for support and the jokey jokes. And that is
Love.
Kevin Love is going to the Utah Jazz along with Kyle Anderson, slow-mo.
He seems like a Utah Jazz fit.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He does feel like, I feel like him and Mrs. Love would love like the soirees out there in Utah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's going to stay there though. Something tells me, like, again, I said this in the first time, but something tells me he'll be a Laker in about 3 seconds, or maybe he'll retire. I don't know. Maybe he's donezo.
I'm just happy that we can go from this back to this.
Yeah, I get it.
In fairness, though, I was in a petty place. You know, I did that rant, you know, in the midst of LeBron returning to the Cavaliers.
All right.
I will say, I was watching that summer league game yesterday, and part of me was like, would Bronny be better sweetener than Dalton Connect for Wiggins?
Ooh. Yeah,
He was giving Jonas the business.
He was. He looked, you know, and I was happy to see. He didn't look like an all-star, but he kind of looked like he belonged on the court.
Albie says LeBron will now stay on the Lakers once he gets Kevin Love. Like, that's what I would do. I was like, hey, you get his friends in. He brings in the jokey jokes. But this deal was a smash hit. Love it. Love it.
You feel better than you did last week?
I do
week.
Feel a lot better. I feel like we're back in action, dude. I'm excited.
Can I make a suggestion for future situations?
Why? What?
You trust Pat Riley?
I do trust Pat. Why? Because I went on a rant against him?
No, I would say.
I do wish I had my window today.
What I would say is be a little more patient next time.
One could say maybe, look, I don't mean to give myself a pat on the back. Maybe I'll put the pressure on him.
Wow. Oh.
Maybe I put a pressure on him, you know? Maybe it was old Tobes yelling like a maniac.
Or maybe they had been working on this for a while.
I don't know.
Because it starts with the team that wants one player. And then it almost feels like it's their job to figure out how to make it work. Right? And so that's why you have all these different teams.
Do you feel like, Marcos, I deserve credit for this, or do you feel like I was an ingrate bastard?
Well, I think your words were definitely heard because Ira Windeman called you the ranter.
Ira Windeman did call me the ranter. And by the way, I'm not the one who wrote the trade BAM column this weekend,
Whoa!
Ira. I referred to him on the YouTube channel this weekend as the detonator.
The detonator.
He wants to blow it up. Well, now we know. I guess now we know Bam's not getting traded.
Yeah.
Why?
They got Norman Powell, baby. They're not trading Bam. They're not trading Bam.
I'm just saying.
They're not trading Bam.
I'm not saying they are. I'm saying that you just making some assumptions right now. You didn't think they'd ever make a trade like Norman Powell.
I did not think they were going to make a trade like Norman Powell. I did not think I was going to sit down here today and be like, oh, we got action, Jack. I thought we were going to get like, you know, I thought we were getting Beal on a buyout. You know, I'm just like, yay. I had to feign enthusiasm. I'm actually really excited about this. And now we got the Dame spot open. We want Dame. Dame want to do
this. That's not a broke player.
Why not, dude? Baby, come on. Let's go.
Because, like, only an idiot would do that.
Why?
With the way your last three seasons have gone due to injury, your response is to sign an injured player? That makes no sense.
Listen, we got all these aprons and taxes
It's scar tissue. No, that's a scar that you can't, like, you know, somebody has to say, I need guys that are going to play games.
Salt water is great for the Achilles.
I've heard that.
I think.
No, people say that. Totally for sure.
We got all these taxes and aprons, but you want to know what's tax free? Dame Dollar.
Look at that.
I'll take minus.
Sorry. Minus one.
Sounds a lot.
Marcos, you knew damn well that deserved a minus one, but because you a yes man, stay hydrated, champ. That's right. That's right. Like, you ain't even doing
it. Don't you yell at my little stool pigeon.
Yeah, do your job. You know that was garbage.
No, because, you know, no matter what,
we're still hungry. We're still hungry.
I like that one.
We're still hungry.
But I also like J Figs.
We're still hungry.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, nobody was hungry Friday.
What?
How'd it go?
Dude, let me tell you what the menu was. Had a little something for everybody. We had Oysters Rockefeller.
Wow.
Like 50 of them. Got a box of them. We had ribs. We had hot dogs. Anytime I get hot dogs, you know I got to go get some chili from Proper Sausage.
Mm.
right? We had hamburgers. We had somebody made potato salad. Somebody made greens.
Anybody bring potato pie?
No, hell no. But Big Spoon, ready for this finisher?
What's that?
As the finale, creme brulee cheesecake.
What? Wow.
Little individual sizes in a little cup.
Oh my! What is she running a restaurant like the little shot glasses?
That's how we ate. It was like, oh yes.
Goodness gracious!
Yep. There were so many people over. The dogs just laid down. They got exhausted.
How about that? Whew. We'll take a break. We'll get some more here. We got the mixed bag coming on up. Leroy's game balls and game bums as well. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat making themselves a big time trade today. They acquired Norman Powell in a 3-team trade with the LA Clippers and Utah Jazz. Kevin Love has been traded. He has reacted on Twitter. Would you guys like to see Kevin Love and what he had to say, Leroy?
He's a professional, so you can play it or show it, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be very professional.
No way. He's changed.
It's a long way to say yes.
I think it's going to be the jokey.
Wow, dude.
I'm sorry. I'll take a minus one for lashing out. I apologize.
Minus one for lashing out.
That was just bad.
Kevin Love said, "Never thought I'd be a math problem. Welcome to the NBA."
As Kevin Love can say it, right?
Well, something tells me he's going to be in a very fine location. The Heat trading out Kevin Love and slow-mo Kyle Anderson for getting Norman Powell. John Collins ends up going to the LA Clippers in a deal. So right now, Miami Heat have a roster spot open. Also got to wonder, what do they got as far as size is concerned? I mean, they got Ware, Jovich, Bam. Probably got to add, I mean, maybe they use that side to add a little bit of beef.
They
Although
got
I will
the,
say,
the big boy from Michigan.
I gotta tell you.
Hey, he looked good.
He looked good. Come I on. Like Vlad Golden. Yeah, he had some moves.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good pickup.
Plays like a European 7-footer?
Not necessarily.
No.
No, he plays. You know what we miss? He plays like a true big, throwback big. Although he did have a very pretty move on the baseline. I was like, whoa, didn't think that he had that in his bag. But mostly it was just paint, follow-up, tips, rebounds.
That's what we need.
Yeah, beef. But he's on a two-way. I don't know.
That means he's going to spend a lot of time in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
But putting him on a two-way means you're limited in how many times you could do that, right?
You are limited in the amount of games you can play, yes. And you're not eligible for the postseason roster. But, I mean, you know, they could be in a spot where, like, they figure middle of the year, they could be like, well, let's give them a standard deal. We like them that much.
Right.
But I liked them.
Two-way deal, you can get got, right? Two-way deals like practice squad, that if you put them on the main roster, you can sign them?
Yeah. You can put – if you have a roster spot open, you can sign them to a standard deal.
Okay. So anybody
–
The G League, the Summer League, and all these little quote unquote tournaments that they play,
mm-hmm.
All these two way guys are basically doing interviews. Basically,
yeah,
it's like having a pro day. Cause like yeah, but I think a lot of times you have to sign some guys to a regular deal because of who else wants them. Not necessarily because you want to give it to him.
Let me ask you this. Some boots on the gram right now, which I don't know how to feel about this.
Monday after the 4th?
Yeah, boots on the ground. I'm trying to figure out that I'm learning this Norman Powell. You know, I'm trying to see who does he follow, like who interests him, and I came across a mutual follow, right? It's got a one guy on the Heat that I see that he follows, Jaime. Couple UCLA Bruins and that fraternity follows D Wade. He has some old D Wade, loves D Wade tweets. But I also noticed, you want to know who he, you want to know an odd South Florida person that he follows?
Who?
Panthers fourth liner, AJ Greer.
Whoa. What?
What's the connection?
What? I'm assuming his time in Canada? I don't know. Time I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I was trying to figure that one out, Leroy. I don't know. I couldn't come to, but I was like, AJ Greer. See the standards. You're like, oh, he follows Dame, Dwayne Wade, Kyle Lowry. They were teammates. And then I was like, AJ Greer. Trying to figure that one out. Don't really get it. Maybe they worked out at the same facility in Canada one time. I don't know. Is that a weird first question at Media Day?
How could they work out the same facility? They're two different.
No, I mean, you know, well, I know, like sometimes these athletes, they have like those super gyms. I don't know. Right. Is that a weird first question at Media Day? Hey, why do you follow AJ Greer?
First question?
What about a fourth question?
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Talking Can about I ask Panther. Him the fourth I mean, question?
When you, tell, when you talk AJ? To somebody, wait, question. This is just a, I don't know if it's an old man conversation question or a question that, you know, a sane person is asking.
Al Macko
says, you think people going to think you weird if you ask them who they following on Instagram? Because it seems kind of like, why are you all up in my business, dude?
It does. I understand. But I'm going to say, like, listen, I get boots on the gram. Like, we were just learning it. I just happened to notice. You know, like I happened to notice Kasperis Jakachonis when we drafted him on draft night. He followed the Miami Dolphins. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Why does he follow the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, local team?
Yeah, but he followed him the moment he got drafted. So yeah. I don't think local team. I don't think he went immediately. Like, I got drafted by the Heat. Go follow the Dolphins. No, he followed the Dolphins before he got drafted. Why is that?
I don't know. Would you why?
Like, why would they do that?
I think it's a perfectly reasonable question. Al Macko does says it right. He goes, so a tangible can't like hockey, Tobin? SMH.
Right.
But AJ Greer? It's not like he follows Kachuk.
Maybe they're from the same area or something, but he is going to a place where they just won back-to-back Stanley Cups. If he's a hockey fan, then he's like, let me get in on this.
So I don't think they are from the same area because he's from California. And AJ Greer is Canadian, and that's why. That's why I'm saying. Like, do you think
do, do some research
as a Toronto Raptor? Did he become like, oh, I like this AJ Greer? You know, maybe he was. That's why I want to know. It's just odd.
It's still creepy.
Question:
Have somebody like? Just think about it. You have somebody like that'll walk up to you. And ask you that question. Hey, why do you follow so-and-so?
JFig says, ask it as a closer.
Yeah, like once he shuts off the phone and gets off, you know, the internet.
Can I just ask him, you got cat fever? And then maybe he volunteers that the reason that he has cat fever is because he's friends with AJ Greer, Panthers fourth liner.
Or you could ask him, are you a fan of the Panthers? Because I see you followed one of the Panthers players. Do y'all know each other? Or, you know, just
right. Curious. So you think it is a perfectly fair question. I think you're coming to my side now.
But here's the problem. You don't know how to caress a situation because you think you can go in. You know,
I know how to caress the situation. Don't say I don't know how to do that.
Your fist bump when a boxer curses. That doesn't sound like you have a grasp of the damn situation.
That's not fair. That's not
really?
Fair.
Really? You ask them all the questions. Hey, so-and-so been talking trash about you. Really? Really?
One time with the...
I'm familiar with your antics. You want chaos and destruction. You're like Radio Thanos.
I don't think that's fair.
Yes, you're like Radio Thanos. You want total destruction, and then those left behind will appreciate what I've done. That's you. Thanos.
Oh, man. Drew Starr's doing the Lord's work right now with some old Norman Powell interviews where he's talking about how much he loved watching D-Wade growing up. Yeah, that's good.
He called just out of the blue. What does this regular? We've been watching the show too long. What does the expression "worth their soul" mean?
Just don't ask questions like that, okay? I don't want follow-up questions like that.
Out of the blue. Oh, wow. More like fat nose.
I'm just curious. I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to want to know.
Warm up to him first, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, I think you should smack the table and say, "Where were you on the night of the Panthers back to back?
Why do you follow AJ Greer of all Panthers?" Maybe he just watched him whoop somebody's ass. Like when he watched Game 3, he goes, "I like this guy's style."
He's just like, "I'm gonna follow him now."
Follow him and Jonah Gadjevich. I like their style.
That's interesting though. His time in Canada, he must have went to like some sort of Calgary game of some sort. I don't know. Strange though.
That's not close to Toronto.
I know, but that's who he, maybe they played Toronto or something like that. But if you're a Toronto Raptor, you go to Toronto game and you see AJ Greer on the other side.
You think the Raptors played the Calgary Flames?
I'm sorry, the Maple Leafs play the
Flames. Wait.
Okay. You didn't even notice, Leroy. I would have zoomed right by you.
Well, because I thought you were trying to get a comparison.
I just was thinking maybe he went there as the Maple Leafs were like, come by, come watch the game. And he's like, oh, this AJ Greer, tough. I'm going to follow him? I don't know. I have no idea how this correlates, but this definitely should not be your first question.
What did you went through? First of all, you named three wrong teams, names wrong and everything. And then you go, no, I don't think you should.
That's like, your first question.
Just lead with that.
Third question, maybe.
Third question.
Third question's good.
I'm writing that down. Didn't I have another question I needed at Media Day answered?
Yeah, but you cowered it out.
No, that's not fair.
Ask them what they think about Vice Grip. That's game on, though.
So stupid. We'll take a break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It was a long holiday weekend. And so it's time to gather around the locker room and Leroy to hand out his game balls and game bums.
Bum.
What do you got for us today, Leroy?
Game ball goes to all the people that came over, including my two cousins from New Orleans. It was fun. I hadn't seen one in like 20 years. So it was kind of cool, fun hanging out with them. Everybody got along, blew up some fireworks, fun all around, just fun to have people over, whatever. Game bump. I don't know how we want to do this. Tell me if I'm off.
Okay.
My game bump goes to new neighbors two doors down.
Why?
Who blew up all their fireworks on Saturday night.
Oh, well, maybe they had obligations.
No.
Nope, 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 nope.
What time was it?
10?
Borderline.
Nah, can't do it.
Firework, you got to blow fireworks or with firework blow up day.
We talked about this, though. We gave a reprieve for the weekend. We said no, because it is a weekend.
You got to finish your fireworks on Saturday and Sunday. You can't do the whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole show.
Let's say you got a couple left over because it was raining.
It might have been my neighbor next door.
Hmm.
It was new neighbors, two doors down. But I'm like, hey, man, who had, like, he had 100 cars parked outside his house on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he had to work on Friday night. What does he do? Is he like a doctor or something?
I don't know. He just moved in. They're still getting their roof put on.
Something that came up. Like, we're going to do 4th of July on the
5th. That's why I said I'm throwing up. He get my game ball because I wanted to get some sleep from being up half the night on Friday night.
Bum.
And so I went to bed a little early. And then for like 45 minutes, I had to listen to his fireworks.
Hunter says, the real question is how long before Tobin makes a Norman Powell song?
I got the Powell! Ooh, it's already done.
Come on, that's not a make good?
That's pretty good. Come on, Leroy.
I mean,
I got the Powell!
We're working. Hey. Hey, jackass, I couldn't take a afternoon nap. I was cooking.
No, Leroy, don't listen to them. Saturday fireworks are egregious. He's not a doctor. He's a sandwich artist. I know what he does. There's no way he should be working on Friday. You're completely right on this. Don't let them bully you into thinking that this is just old curmudgeon right. Leroy.
Now, I was thinking, because Marcos,
yeah,
I wanted to give the game ball to you.
All right. Wait, but why?
And here's why.
Yeah. Wait, why?
There is nothing
hear him out.
That pisses me off more. You go to the store and you buy something and you think you're getting a good deal and value for your money. And then one of your old dumb friends call back that go back the next day and say, got it for a third of the price. Everything was on sale.
Yeah, that sucks.
So he sent me a text.
The opposite happened to me, though.
He sent me a text and said, everything is 70% off.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if I still won.
No, you did, because it was already 70% off, but it was buy one, get one with you.
But the buy one, get one was gone.
No buy one, get one. They take the buy one, get one off, and they put a sign that says 70% off. But it was already – I was here on Monday, sir. This was $13.99. You're not fooling me by telling me now that, oh, this is a deal. It's 70% off. No, so
the old sales switcheroo.
They just changed the signs up. And everything that you got for 2-for-1, remember the jumbo shrimp and the mad dogs? Yeah. 70% off, which was just, this is the normal price. I was here a few days ago. This is just the normal price. But shame on me. So, I mean, I'll take the L on that one. But it was good to know. You know, it's more information in the brain. More information for next year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he called, like, yeah. So I was like, did I get got? Should I have gone 2 days later? Nah. Was it a lot of people there?
Oh, it was a lot of people. What do we use that back part for?
The one time, the last time we went, we had to park in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. I had to wait for a spot to be open.
Yeesh. Wow. Yeah.
Me and, I don't want to call him Wakanda Forever. I don't know his name.
He was there again?
He was there again. And this time, real police presence was there, too. There was about 6 or 7 cars, security, everything. It was crazy.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I never seen, like, not on the movies. That wasn't the movie. I never seen a guy get strapped up and locked and loaded like that. He just kept opening up different doors in his car and putting out a different part for his utility belt. Then he opened up the trunk, put on a vest, then got 2 clips. I mean, it was crazy.
Landon says, Utah might as well let Lori come to the Heat. We become more of Little Finland? We now expand Little Finland to other sports?
Like that.
How does it work in a 3-team trade? You know what I've always wondered? Like, do we have to talk to Danny Ainge in this case? I guess so, right? Like, or do the Clippers facilitate? Do they get on a 3-way call? How does it work? Do you have to have a group chat and be like, ugh, I'm on the
Here's what you do. You find out who's getting what, right? Who wants who? Whether they want an expiring contract or whatever, right? Then you figure out what you want. And then what if you can include in your trade a trade that was going to happen between the Clippers and Utah, but you kind of facilitate it so you can get Powell.
Right.
Like, so when they had won last week with 7 teams.
The KD trade ended up being 17. Yeah. And so I was wondering, like, is that all on the Suns?
No.
And the Rockets? Like,
that's people going to the Suns and say, what do you want? Right?
Can we get in on this?
And then somebody going there would say, well, oh, I'm just going to release him. And they say, I'll take him. And it just kind of, but that's probably why they weren't doing nothing last week.
I was just wondering, like, if the Heat are like, ugh, Danny Ainge is in the trade, though. We're going to get Norman Powell, but we got to ship K-Love to the Utah Jazz. So it means one of us has to call Ainge.
Right. But what's most important for them? Either get rid of K-Love or have that expiring contract.
Well, I don't know what. I think they're just in full boom. They're blowing up. That's why I'm wondering, like, what are they going to do with Lauri Markkanen? Because they seem very much like, hey, if you're taking on these deals and you're getting Clippers pick, it feels like you're gonna go full steam ahead to still tank, unless there's another move from them that we don't see, which I guess
I hate that phrase tanking, because these teams have a plan. Like, team that traded for Kevin Durant, Houston, right? They have a plan of what they want to end up with and whatever, and they kind of just work it out through that. Like, some of these trades, there's only two things where you say, how do you end up there? Buyout, salary cap, or you're getting a player or a pick, right? So with all the teams wanting or having demands on what they want or need, sometimes you got to go to a third party and get and kind of finagle it so everybody gets what they want. Now, the Clippers just seem like they'll just take anybody because they can, in effect, be free of that money next year.
Yeah, the Jazz, the Clippers are sticking. I mean, they're still taking on some dough.
The Jazz.
I don't know what they're doing. Although I think John Collins is on expiring too.
I think the Clippers didn't want to pay
Norman Powell. Yeah, I'm sure. I get it. Like,
they got more money sunk into broke down old players than anybody.
Bro, they're in $40 million a year for James Harden. After that game 7,
bucket getter,
Leroy. I mean, did he poop the bed so hard every time in the playoffs? Like, that game. Oh my god! And you know what's gonna happen? You know, you have nobody. Hey, you have no. I don't know why I'm yelling at you guys. You just gave us Norman Powell for nothing. But you have nobody to blame but yourself. Anyway,
we thought that was a bad deal when they brought in Kawhi and Paul George, simply because they're both guys that are banged up. And just as it played out, you didn't get much of them together.
Julio says, Tobin got me excited. The Florida Panthers and now has me believing that he will make some noise this year. Hey, look, man. I'm just happy they're actually, like, participating. It's nice. It's nice to have a summer where we're doing something and a good move. You know, I don't know what this does as far as moving the needle for him, but it's like, hey, at least this to me is like, at least you're giving Bam and Tyler, should they be here, which it seems like they're going to, like, you're giving them an actual fighting chance.
So,
like,
let me ask you a question. And I'm going to just do it this way. I signed two guys to a max contract. Right? I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Don't come at me saying we don't have enough. You held out for enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear I don't have anybody. We're not paying everybody else. We're paying you two guys. So I feel like when you start having those conversations and saying, I can't get any help, it's a cop-out for an athlete. Right? You want to be the star. You want to be this guy. You got to do it. And so from that standpoint, like, when you say finally somebody to help Tyler and Bam, I get it and I agree with you. But they should not be saying anything on that, because guess what? What if the Heat come to Tyler after saying that and say, well, we ain't maxing you out because we got to have money to go get somebody else because you can't do it alone.
No, I get you. That's fair. I mean, like, you know, you leave yourself less wiggle room for complaints when it's like, hey, that's this right. And the situation they're in. But for right now, he's not maxed out. and they got to figure out what they're going to do with that contract. And I do think it's a little like what the Hawks are doing with Trae Young, right? Like, Trae Young is going to be up for an extension, and you're going to have to decide if you're the Hawks, like, hey, do we max out Trae Young again? It's like, well, at least let me find out if a team with Trae Young that has the right pieces around it can succeed. And to my standpoint, well, you can't shake your head. I mean, he has made an Eastern Conference final. They're a good team. That's a good roster.
It is now. They made a lot of good moves. A lot of good moves.
So I just think for the Heat standpoint, like, oh, like, you're just continuing to get every move just felt like subtraction. Like, finally, they flipped two pieces you weren't going to use for somebody who gives you one of your biggest needs.
Right. Well, the other thing is that how do you think this wasn't in the work when you were complaining?
Because it wasn't. I could just tell. I made some noise, you know, and look, I'm sorry I had to go about it the way that I did.
No, you're not.
But.
And wait, let me say this. You better not say it.
What?
You know how you do.
What do I do?
You're welcome, Miami Heat.
No. I'm not going to say you're welcome. I'm giving them credit where credit's due. But if you're going to act like they haven't felt the little heat, pun intended, lately from where they're at with this lack of movement and how pissed off the fans have been, you're sorely mistaken. Trust me, I was getting here's the truth of it, Leroy. I walked in that building on draft night. I was getting a lot of side eye, a lot of people, but also it was a look of guilt. Like, you made some points. And now I'm happy because we got action, Jack. Like, that's what I've been waiting for.
Did it feel like normal? Wait. Before free agency started, who had Norman Powell on their radar?
Not for the Heat.
Yeah. Okay. All right. At least you're being honest.
Not for the Heat. I didn't see that one coming. Take a break. Get some more stuff, including something I am a little concerned about with the Heat, but maybe I'm just overreacting.
Let's take a break. Let's not forget. J-Fig, her attendance. It's about that time.
Yeah, we still got like another 45 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Back after this.